各位早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
人生里面总是遇到很多的改变，一开始的计划很可能就因为中途发生的事情而改变。
There's so many changes in life that we have to stop and make changes.
回想我们一家的经历，我们最初的计划是要去加拿大跟小孩一起住。
Looking back in our family, we actually were planning to move to Canada to be with my brother.
本来是 Yoko 读书，然后我就在那里找工作。
We plan to have my wife Yoko to study while I look for a job in Canada.
当一切以为很顺利的时候，一个突如其来的消息改变一切。
When everything happens smoothly and one news and change everything.
记得有一晚，我和 Yoko 在架车上面准备去一个 party。
One night we were on our way to a party.
她突然之间跟我说，她说有一个惊喜的消息告诉你。
So Yoko told me, I have a surprise for you.
我们有第二个 BB 了。
We're having a second baby.
那一刻的心情我到现在记得，一方面很开心，但另一方面却是很担心。
My feeling was so vivid. I was overjoyed, yet worrisome.
因为有了 BB 之后就不是那么容易可以去到加拿大。
Because with the second child, it's harder to move to Canada.
结果如我所料，加拿大我哋去唔到。
And as we expected, we could not go to Canada.
结果点算呢？
So what happened?
上帝就开咗另一条出路俾我，我就嚟到美国呢一度，去到同大家见面。
And God opened a way for me, for us, our family to be here with you today.
谂翻过去，除咗感恩之外，仍然系感恩。
Looking back, we are grateful and grateful.
今日是圣诞节，我们知道这个是纪念耶稣基督降世的日子。
Today is the day of Christmas. We remember Christ is born for us.
但是回到去耶稣基督出生的那一天，有一班人他是从一个平凡的生活里面收到一个不平凡的消息。
Looking back on an ordinary day, a group of people received an ordinary message.
他们从一开始的惧怕变成开心和快乐。
They were scared, and later they became overjoyed.
这个消息不单止改变了当时听到消息的人，它更加为我们全人类带来盼望。
And this news not just brought joy to them, but brought us hope for all of us.
因为这个消息正正就是耶稣基督的降生。
It is the news of Christ being born.
因此今天让我们一起回到耶稣基督降生的那一晚，我们思想三个的问题。
Let's go back to the night of Jesus' birth and let us reflect upon these three.
第一个问题是，这个消息是什么呢？
Three questions. What is the message?
领受了之后，我们要做些什么呢？
Upon receiving, what do we do for ourselves?
而且我们要为我们身边的人去做些什么？
And what do we do for others?
Okay. Scripture is gone, I think.I have to read it. Yeah. 圣经里面记载有一班牧羊人在野队里面看守羊群。
The Bible mentioned a group of shepherds are watching over their flocks.
特别提到他说夜间按着更次去到看守羊群。
In verse 8, shepherds keep watch over flocks at night.
估计这个就是表示他们是如常的去牧羊，就好像以前每一晚一样。
It means that they continue every day just like this.
在当时的社会，牧羊人的地位是比较低下的，他们经常被人轻看。
In their time, shepherds, they have a lower social class, so they were often despised by society.
简单来说，他们只是一班普通人。
And they are just ordinary people.
忽然之间，有神的使者出现，然后主的荣光四面照着他们。
And surprisingly, God's angel appeared. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them.
因为眼前的异象，他们第一时间觉得很害怕。
Because of this vision in front of them, they were frightened.
但是天使跟他们说，你们不用害怕，因为你们将要领受一个大喜的信息。
An angel told them, do not be afraid, you are going to receive a great news.
这个信息相信大家很熟悉，是一个什么信息呢？
You guys already know this message already, what is it?
有四个部分的。
There are four parts to this message.
第一，这个是一个喜讯。
First, this message is of great joy.
第二，这个是关乎万民的。
This is about all of us.
第三，这个是讲紧耶稣基督诞生。
This is about a savior has been born to you.
第四，讲紧呢个嘅救主系降生喺呢个马槽里边，呢个系个记号。
And this savior will lie in the manger. This is a sign.
呢个消息本身系几咁嘅重要同埋震撼，我哋可以从天使嘅赞美里边可以睇得到。
Just from the way angels praise God, we could tell how critical and how impactful this message is.
喺第十四节，天使赞美神咁样讲。他说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Verse 14, angel praised God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
两个部分，第一，这个消息足以让整队天兵和天使一起将荣耀归于神，这个一定不是一件简单的事情。
This message is so great that requires the whole band, the whole army of the angels to praise and to sing praises to God.
第二，这个消息一方面是关于天，另一方面也都关于地，是讲紧有平安归于他喜悦的人。
This message is not just about heaven, it's also about earth and about the people on earth receiving God's peace.
这个关乎全宇宙、全人类的消息，是一个值得普天同庆的消息。
This message is for the entire universe, for the entire human race, that is worth us to celebrate.
一班平凡的人在一个平凡的晚上遇到一个不平凡的消息。
A group of ordinary shepherds meeting, encountering an ordinary message from God.
弟兄姊妹，你们生命里面有没有遇到一些这样不平凡的消息呢？
Have you ever received an ordinary news?
例如收到一个专业考试的资格，或者
maybe passing a professional exam，
或者获得一间公司终于请我了
receiving a job offer，
或者我们的孙仔孙女终于出世了
hearing the news of the birth of your grandchildren，
或者你收到你的梦中情人告诉你我愿意 yes I do，
receiving yes I do from the love of your life，
或者收到医生跟你说手术成功了。
Maybe a message from your doctor saying everything is going smoothly.
过去几年，我哋屋企喺一个平凡嘅日子里边，等待一个唔平凡嘅消息。
In the past months, our family were waiting for an ordinary message.
呢个消息就系讲紧美国政府嘅通知。
And we received it from the U.S. government.
结果有一日 ，Maggie 佢突然之间 WhatsApp 我，佢话你个 petition 批咗啦。
One day I received a message from Maggie saying that your petition to move to the United States has been approved.
Thank you, Maggie.
Thank God. 感謝神。
喺嗰一個時候，我終於鬆一口氣啦。
At that moment, I have a sigh of relief.
但係講嚟講去，世界上面有乜嘢消息係震撼得過耶穌基督降生嘅消息呢？
But looking back, there's no news greater than the birth of Christ.
如果有人話，啊！邊個當選咗總統？這個消息真係好啦。
You may say, "Oh, I just want so and so to become the president. That would be the great news."
但係有人歡喜，有人愁。
But when you're happy, there are people who are not happy about it.
有人話百貨公司減價。
There may be a huge sales going on.
去掃貨啦。
Let's go shop.
但係顧客開心，老闆就傷心。
Great joy, but the management may not be in such joy.
Yeah, the boss is very sad, right? 或者有人话呢个孩子终于出世啦 ，Yeah.
And maybe some people are waiting for the child to be born, and yes.
结果开心一下，当你谂起尿片啦、奶粉啦、奶樽啦、床仔啦、衫仔、裤仔、车仔、入学费、保险费 ，click click 坏咗家私要维修嘅钱等等，你就烦恼多过开心。
And when your baby is finally here, you may be joyful, but yet the worries come on the price of gas, food, milk, diapers, the cost of living, it's going to hit you.
但当日牧羊人听到的是一个不折不扣、真真实实、千真万确、只有欢喜而没有失望的消息。
And the great news that shepherds received were absolutely, surely, with no doubt, is the joyous news without any disappointment.
因为我们靠着耶稣基督的降生，我们有得救的盼望。
And because through Jesus Christ, we have hope, through him, through salvation.
我哋有真正嘅平安。
We have true peace.
仲有喺创造天地万物嘅神面前，我哋嘅伎俩都只系一个平凡人，系何等嘅渺小。
And in front of this great creator, the best of us are just humans.
神甘愿赐下佢嘅独生子耶稣为我哋成就救恩，呢个消息，呢个就系呢个消息最正嘅地方。
And such a great message is that the God of the universe is willing to send his son to complete salvation for us.
各位，今日呢个唔平凡，亦都关乎你我嘅消息，你哋听过未？
This news is about you and me. Have you heard about it?
如果你都听过的话，你认唔认同呢一个系一个大喜嘅信息？
If you have heard of this before, do you agree that this is a message of great joy?
我自己唔系因为耶稣基督嘅降生去被吸引信主嘅。
I did not be drawn to Christ because of the birth of Jesus.
但系系因为佢嘅牺牲。
But because of his sacrifice.
但系如果耶稣基督唔降世，佢又点能够为我去牺牲呢？
If Jesus did not become flesh among us, how can he save us?
呢个系成个救赎计划里边嘅第一部分。
This is the first part of salvation.
耶稣基督嘅降生就系为咗死喺十字架上边。
The birth of Jesus is to die for us on the cross.
毋庸置疑，耶稣基督嘅降世绝对系一个大喜嘅信息。
With no doubt, surely Jesus Christ, his birth is a great news for all of us.
面对一个咁重要嘅消息嘅时候，天使佢都唔够胆轻松咁样去到传达啦。
So if you look at the way angels receive this great message, you can see that they are fearfully, they are not casually receiving God's message.
好感恩，当日天使系当面同牧羊人去传达呢个信息嘅。
I'm grateful that day the angels were sharing the message to the shepherds in person, face to face.
因为如果系今日嘅话，透过 SMS 传递的话
，And because if you imagine if it happens today, angels could send a message, a text message to the shepherds.
佢哋可能会 miss 咗呢个 message.
The shepherds may miss the message.
或者咧飞咗去留言信箱嗰度。
They would have gone to the voicemail.
结果耶稣出咗世之后咧，都冇人知道。
And in that case, no one would hear about the birth of Jesus.
错过咗呢个马槽降生嘅记号。
And they will miss out on this great sign from God.
不过无论如何，天使系点样隆重又谨慎去到传达呢个信息都好。
So the angel received God's message seriously and respectfully.
最重要嘅始终都系听嘅嗰个人嘅回应，而牧羊人嘅回应正系我哋应该学习嘅地方。
And what's even more important is that how we, when we receive God's message, what do you do? How do we respond?
弟兄姊妹，如果突然之间有一个咁震撼嘅信息去到你哋嗰度，你哋会有咩反应呢？
So let me ask you, what happened when you receive a shocking news?
可能有人会质疑呢个消息系咪真噶？
Would you doubt if this is real?
我相信呢个系理所当然嘅，因为我哋好中意揾证据噶，系咪？
That's normal, right? Because we always love evidence.
无凭无据，我点解要信你啊？
Why do I have to believe you? No proof.
Even 喺 Costco 嗰度退货，你都要攞嗰张单出嚟做证据啊。
Even when you return something at Costco, you need a receipt.
太太问丈夫：你爱唔爱我啊
？Wife could ask a husband, "Do you love me?"
跟住下一句就问噶啦，证据咧
？The wife may ask, "Show me proof."
求问事实嘅真相，寻找证据支持，绝对系合理嘅做法。
Seeking truth and seeking evidence is reasonable.
不过问题是我们应该在哪里找证据？
But the more key element is that where do you find your truth from?
你们会在哪里找证据？
Where do you go for facts?
例如你会相信自己的经验，这些事情不可能发生的，是无中生有的，不可以信。
Do you look for answers based on your past experiences? No, it never happened to me. I'm not going to believe it.
或者你相信你的父母，他们说的说话不会骗我的。他们说的是真的，就是真的了，我会信的。
You may believe your parents. Whatever they say is true, I'm going to believe them.
或者你说，这件事似乎可信，不过如果这件事公诸于世的话，似乎会影响我们的地位和立场， 算啦，我哋都系选择唔信啦。
If I believe in this message, I may lose my social status. I may lose some power in society. Maybe not. Let me hold back.
一班有学识嘅人，一个有权有班一班有权有势嘅人，一班政治嘅领袖，同一班普通人嘅分别就系在于佢哋所知嘅有限，佢哋嘅包袱有限。
And the differences between the shepherds and a group of highly educated people are that they all have limited, they have limitations. They have past experiences that hinder them.
经文说，牧羊人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里面。既然看见，就将天使论这孩子的话传开了。
And the shepherds said to one another, "Hey, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph.
牧羊人虽然只是一班平凡人，但佢哋却是谨慎谦虚去到遵行天使的话语。
The group of shepherds, they are ordinary people like us, but they receive God's message seriously and with a humble heart.
佢哋要去睇，佢哋要去揾答案。
They go and seek the answers themselves.
天使将呢个大喜嘅信息托付俾呢班牧羊人，佢哋就让呢个嘅消息能够证实并且传开。
So angels pass on the message to the shepherds, and they went to verify it is true, and then they spread out, share the message to others.
佢哋本身冇地位，亦都唔容易得到人哋嘅信任，但正因为呢一个嘅身份。他们愿意谦虚跟着天使的指示而行。
And because they know who they are, they're just ordinary people. They have that humble heart to receive God's message and willing to spread it out.
结果他们找到这个答案，并且成为耶稣基督降世的第一批见证人。
And because of their humble heart, they found God, and they are the first group of witnesses to see God.
各位，面对一个这样的大喜的信息，你们会怎样回应呢？
How would you respond with when God's great message is here upon you?
有冇啲咩包袱影响我哋去接受呢一个嘅信息咧？
Are there any hindrances in your life that prevent you from receiving God's truth?
例如你话我已经听过好多次啦，唔好再同我讲啦，唔想听啦。
You may be this is not the first time. I don't want to hear about it.
你话呢个可能系啲迷信嘅思想嚟噶，呃神骗鬼嘅，唔可以信嘅。
This is just a myth to control people.
信自己好过。
I'm not going to believe it. I'm just going to believe what I believe.
或者你会愿意开放自己嘅心，谦虚去到寻找答案。
Would you humble yourself and be open and to find answers yourself?
喺圣经里面揾答案咯，让耶稣基督嘅降生从今日开始同你有关系咯。
Find answers in God's words, so that let God's message to relate to be a part of your life.
我记得我好细个嘅时候，我好中意同爸爸去辩论圣经嘅说话。
When I was younger, I loved to argue with my dad, who is a pastor.
不知天高地厚。
What was I thinking?
Very stupid, right?
好愚蠢啊！
但系呢一种投资嘅心态，其实帮助我明白好多噶。
But my curiosity really helped me to understand God more.
有一日我发觉唔再系我爸爸解释俾我听，亦都唔再系一啲书本解释俾我听。
So one day I realized that it's not just my dad teaching me about biblical truth. It is.
是上帝亲自在我心里面去到工作。
It is the God, Spirit of God working in my heart.
神让我经历祂丰盛的慈爱，让我决定相信祂。
And God let me experience His gracious, His grace, so that I could believe in Him.
圣经耶利米书二十九章十三节咁讲。他说你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
In Jeremiah 29:13, God says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart."
马太福音七章七至八节，耶稣都咁讲。他说你们祈求就给你们，求寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Matthew 7:7-8, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. So the shepherds did not just verify God's message, they confirmed that it indeed happened. And third thing they spread the news.
这个是一个非常值得我们学习的表现。This
is something that we should learn and we should model after them.
想起今天,我们有没有替身边的人去着想, 主动去分享这个大喜的信息,去给身边的人知道呢?
Well, let's consider, how considerate are we for those around us? Do we want to share this great news with them?
每年圣诞节的时候, 我想大家都很重视,就是跟身边的人一起去联谊啦, 开party啦, 互相送礼物啦, 逛街啦, 吃圣诞大餐啦, 等等。
In the past Christmas season, some people may have parties and exchange gifts and shopping and more food.
但我有没有藉这个机会去分享圣诞节里面这个这么重要的信息给他们听?
Would you consider using this chance to share this ordinary message from God with them?
就是耶稣基督为了你们降生啊。
Christ is birth for you.
或者你们会问啊, 唉, 牧师你讲了这么久, 有没有什么实质的建议可以帮助我们啊?
You may wonder, what can I do? And give me some more suggestions.
我真的想了一段时间。
I spent a lot of time on this.
我发觉在美国呢, 是很喜欢有, 我们家的gathering。
I realized that in the culture in California, that we love having gatherings at home.
我们不如用这个来做一个例子。
Let us use this as an example.
首先我们要主动 去招呼一班朋友来家吃圣诞大餐。
I want to encourage you to take initiative to invite people to have a meal at your home.
信的、未信的都邀请。
Believers or not, invite all of them.
一定要主动, 主动邀请, 因为他们会听话一点。
I want to encourage you to take the initiative.
接着呢, 大家吃到一半的时候, 我们就take a break.
And in the middle of the meal of the party, I want you to take a short break.
因为吃到尾的话, 大家就已经很累了, 想走的了, 听的了。
Because towards the end of your meal, everyone's they are tired, they want to go home.
休息的时候呢, 我们就分享感恩见证。
During your break time, I want you to share what you're grateful for.
这个见证呢, 一定要简短, 否则呢, 太长, 人又是没有心机听下去的。
And remember, it has to be brief, okay? We want them to absorb it.
还有可以讲多几个见证。
And you could mention a few blessings and how God has done wonders in your life.
数算神的恩典, 然后我们一起祈祷。
Count God's blessings in front of them and then pray with them.
过程其实我不需要跟着三福四律, 很整齐地讲完整个福音出来。
You don't have to follow the scriptures and go through salvation completely with them.
但是对方听到这些消息之后, 就好像牧羊人听到这个喜讯一样, 圣灵在他们心里工作。
And when your friends and family receive this news from you, they are going to be like shepherds receiving a message from God, and God will work in their hearts.
这个只是做我们可以做的部分。
This is all we can do.
此外, 教会有报佳音的时候, 我们为什么不一起参与呢?
And our idea is to, when church we have Christmas carols, join us.
我们多数都很害怕自己一个人传福音的，是吧?
Most of us are afraid to share God's joy about this alone.
不如我们一起去啦，咁样一班人一起去咯。
So when we go as a group, it's better.
Casual咁样唱下圣诞歌，分享下信息。
We'll just sing Christmas songs and casually have fun.
如果你连这个都不够简单的话，
If you're looking for something even simpler,
不如写圣诞卡啦。
I want to invite you to write Christmas cards.
你写圣诞卡，除了你话我祝你圣诞快乐同埋新年快乐之外，
Other than wishing you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
不如我们加多句啦, May the peace from the Son of God Jesus Christ be with you.
I want you to add one more. 愿神的儿子耶稣基督的平安临到你。
弟兄姊妹, 机会是有的。
There are many opportunities.
方法是有的。
There are many ways to.
只要我们愿意去做,
as long as we are willing,
神就会开路。
God will always open ways.
因为最后我们知道神是亲自动工的那一位。
Because God, ultimately, He is the one who works in all of us.
不过有一件事我要 remind 大家。
One thing I gotta remind you.
我们当然很想见到人因为福音的缘故而生命改变，是不
是？ We love, we're eager to see changes in people's life when they receive God's salvation.
但经文提到，众人听到这个消息之后，其实都有不同的反应。
And in Luke that we read, you notice that there are different reactions from different groups of people receiving God's news.
例如有人听到这个消息之后，他觉得很诧异。
For example, someone is actually very startled by this news.
玛利亚听到这个消息，就留在心里面反复的思考。
When Maria received this great news, she treasured it in her heart and pondered upon it.
而牧羊人听到这个消息，就将荣耀归于神，赞美神。
And when shepherds received this great news, they could not hold themselves but praising God and to share the message.
事实上，每个人领受福音的反应都不一样。
And everyone, all of us, when we receive God's message, we react differently.
但是重要的是，这个不平凡的消息一定会为他们的生命带来影响。
And remember, this great news, an ordinary message from God, will indeed impact their life.
拿我自己做例子，我由小都听福音听到大。
And just like me, I heard about God's truth and salvation all my life.
我在妈妈的腹中，我已经听着信仰的了。
Even in the womb of my mom, I heard about God.
但我是去到2010年的时候，我才决志受洗。
But not until 2010 that I decided to follow Christ and got baptized.
一个的消息来到人的心里面，不一定立即就有影响。
When God's message came upon people, they may not be changed right away.
有时候要等很多年的。
It takes years sometimes.
但我相信上帝一定会在他们生命里面改变他们。
But I believe God is going to change their lives and their hearts.
就好像牧羊人一样，由开初的恐惧变成欢喜快乐，归荣耀与神。
And they will be just like shepherds. They may be frightened, but they, once they verify and confirm who God is, they will give glory and praise God.
各位弟兄姊妹。
So, all of you brothers and sisters.
各位来宾。
And all the guests here today.
我们都是平凡人。
We're just ordinary people.
但是感恩我们能够听到这个不平凡的消息。
We're grateful that we hear about this great message from God.
牧羊人的经历告诉我们，圣诞节普天同庆的原因不是因为有得放假，有得吃大餐。
Shepherds reminded us that we should be celebrating, we should be overjoyed, not because of the day off that we get on Monday or the shopping.
而是因为耶稣基督的降世。
It is because Jesus Christ has been born for us.
因此盼望今天我们能够从路加福音里面记住三个答案。
I want you to remember these three answers from Luke today.
第一，耶稣基督的降世绝对是一个大喜的讯息。
Number one, the birth of Jesus. It is the great news of great joy.
第二，为了自己，我们接受这个讯息之后，我们要去寻求神，在生命里面去到经历这个消息的真实。
And number two, for you and for those around you, I want to encourage you to seek God humbly. Find your answers.
第三，为了别人，我们要将这个的喜讯和身边的人分享，让人家都一同得着这个福音的好处。
Number three, I want to encourage you to work hard to spread the news for others.
愿我们记住这三个答案，在我们下年的 Christmas, 今年的 Christmas, 我们都做这三个答案。
And remember these three answers, I want to encourage you to try these this Christmas.
愿主赐福你们每一个。
May God bless you, all of you.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.